Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Mem Hei, and we are at the Mishnah, about 25 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achinu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunu Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Baruch Doiv, Ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chai. So the topic of today's daf is a minig that was very prevalent in the times of the Mishnah and in the times of the Gemara and is known throughout Shas as the quote-unquote Shushbinin or Shushbinos. So once upon a time, when a man got married, the Chassan's friends would play a very active role in the wedding celebration. They would come and be mishtatev in the wedding, that's obvious. They would stay the entire week of Sheva Brachas and be mishtatef in the Sheva Brachas. But not just that, they would also send gifts which would help defray the costs and the expenses of getting married. Now, those friends were referred to in the vernacular as shushbinen. The gifts that they sent were referred to as shushbinos. The Rashban here in the Mishnah says that if you take a look at the Targum Yonason on the words Reya David, that's a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perek Tezvav. So Targum Yonason says Reya, which means friend, Shushbinu de David. So Shushbin means friend, thus the Shushbinim were friends, the Shushbinus was the gifts that were sent by the friends. But the point is that this was very common, that every chassan had his quote-unquote groomsmen, had his shushbinim that would send gifts, the shushbinus, and the purpose of the gifts, again, were to help defray the costs and the expenses of the wedding. Now, the minhag was that if somebody got married and his friend, let's call him Reuven, acted as one of his shushbinim, then it was understood that when Reuven got married, Chassan Benan would reciprocate and he would act as one of Reuven's shushbinim. Ad kedei kach, the Chazal said that it's understood that if somebody acts as a shushbin for somebody else, it's almost as if he loaned him money. There is this outstanding chayv that the chassan now has to repay if and when his friend gets married. Now, if his friend doesn't get married, then there's no obligation to repay these gifts that he received. But if and when his friend does get married, it's understood that what he received wasn't just a gift, but rather it's almost like a loan, which comes with an IOU, an obligation to return it. Now, this loan is not a conventional loan. That's obvious. And it's for that reason it has a unique set of halachas. Truth is that on the bottom of Daf Kuf Mehem, Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that says, Chamisha Dvarim Nemro B'Shushbinos. There were five halachas that were said regarding Shushbinos, regarding the unique loan status of the Shushbinos. But for now, the introduction to today's daf is to be somewhat familiar with this minig that is no longer prevalent, but once upon a time very much was, to the point that it ushers in several sugis and shas. Now, our Mishnah is going to discuss a case where there was a father who sent one of his sons, or some of his sons, with gifts to act as shushbinim for someone that the family knew was getting married. The question is, when the son that was the shushbin gets married, and now the chassan that the father had sent the son as a shushbin with gifts to has to repay in kind and now be a shushbin in return, when he gives the gifts and he now reciprocates, the money, the beneficiary, is going to be the chassan who was the shushbin for this person that's reciprocating now, or is it going to be the father? Now, the argument to make that it should be the chassan is because the chassan was the shushbin. So again, you have a father who has a son, we'll call him Reuven, and the father sent Reuven to be a shushbin for a family friend, Shimon, that was getting married. Well, now that Reuven is getting married, Shimon has a responsibility to be a shushbin back for Reuven. So when he's going to send the gifts, he's going to send the gifts to Reuven. That's the argument to make, that it's the shushbin that should be the beneficiary now when he himself is getting married. The argument to make that it should go to the father is because the father was the one who actually wrote the check. The father is the one that sent the money. Now, he sent his son to be the shushpin. So the son is the one that was misameach. He was the one that took part in the celebration. But at the end of the day, who wrote the check? Who signed on the bottom line? It was the father that signed on the bottom line. Thus, you can make the argument that maybe it's the father that should be the one that's going to get it. Now, what does it have to do with Perek Mishameis? Because our Mishnah is going to discuss this halacha and this very case in the context where, again, the father sent one of his sons or some of his sons to act as shushbinun for some family friend. Now that son or sons are getting married so that the shushbinos, these gifts are coming back in return. And the question is, who does it go to? But the father died. I mean that the father died, there's an estate component to it, which of course has been the topic of the last several weeks of Daf and going back to the beginning of Perek Yishnoichlin. So without any further introduction, Zok the Heilige Mishnah, a sugya related to this, again, archaic idea, this very interesting custom, which no longer exists, the custom of the Shushbinim / Shushbinim. Zok the Mishnah, Achen, Sha'asu, Miktsasen, Shushbinus, Bechaye, Ahav. So there were brothers, some of which did shushbinos during the lifetime of the father. So when the father was alive, he sent some of his sons with gifts to act as shushbinim on behalf of somebody that was getting married. Now, when that son or those sons get married, chazra shushbinos, if the gifts now come back in return, chazra le'emtza, the halacha is that the son or the sons that were the shushbinim that sent the gifts are not the ones that are going to be the beneficiary of the gifts that come back. Even though it's that son that's getting married now, it doesn't matter. But rather, the money is going to go to Emsa. It's going to go to the estate. It's going to go to the Tfus HaSabayis. And the reason is, Shah Shushbinus Nigvis Bebezdin. Because Shushbinus, as we mentioned in the introduction, is a Chayiv. It's something that could even be enforced by Bezdin. Meaning, in the event that Ruvain was a Shushbin for Shimon, when Shimon got married, now when Reuven gets married, Shimon has a responsibility to reciprocate. And if he doesn't, Reuven could sue him. Meaning, it's something that's enforceable in court. And being that it's enforceable in court, we look at it as a chayv. Who's the one that issued the chayv? Who's the malva, the one that wrote the check? Who wrote the check? It's the father that wrote the check. And as a result, when the money comes back, it goes to the father. Now, the father's not alive. Okay, so chazor lemsa, so it's going to go into the pot. It's going to go into the middle. But the point is that it's not going to be the son himself that sent the gift, that's getting married now, that's going to be the beneficiary, but rather, chazor lemsa, it's going to go back to the father. Now, just to be clear about one point, that's pashut, that despite the fact that Shushbinos is Nigvis Bebezin, like the Mishnah says, it's a chayiv that only goes into effect if and when necessary. Meaning, when the person that sent the gift is now getting married, that's when there's an obligation for the original chassan to now repay in kind. Now that's pashut, that even in the case of our Mishnah, where the father sent one of his sons with the shushbinos, where the Mishnah says, chazra shushbinos, chazra le'emtza, what's going to trigger that is the son getting married. Meaning, whoever was the shushbin originally, it's when he gets married that we're going to say that, oh, now all of a sudden, the original chassan, the prior chassan, has a responsibility to return the shushbinos. So for sure, the trigger is going to be the shushbin. Nothing to do with the father. In fact, the father's not alive anymore. The question just is, when the gifts are returned, who gets the gift? Does it go to the shushbin himself? He was the one that was the shushbin. He was the one that delivered the gifts. He was the one that was mesameach with the original chassan. He's the one whose wedding is triggering right now the repayment of the loan. Or no, maybe being that at the end of the day, he was not the one that gave the money, it should go to emtza. And in fact, that's what the Mishnah says. Chazra shushbinus, chazra emtza. And the Mishnah says a reason, Shah Shushbinus Nigvis Bebezin, as if to say that if Shushbinus wasn't a real chayv, it was just a gift, then for sure we would assume the chassan now is the beneficiary of the gift. But being that we view it as a chayv, we look at that original check as being the loan. Who gave the loan? The father gave the loan, and that's why he's going to get it. Says the Mishnah, if somebody sends his gift, or sends his friend an ordinary gift, such as jugs of wine or jugs of oil, ein nigvin bebezdin, then of course the halacha is that if the one that sent the gift decides that he wants a gift back, he can't sue the beneficiary of the gift to return it, because all you did was a chesed, which is obviously one of the three pillars on which the world stands. It's a very, very noble thing. But at the same time, it's not a law, and as a result, it's not going to be enforceable in court. So the Mishnah is just saying that even though we're saying a chiddush, that shoshbinos is a chayiv, and it's nigvis bebezden, you would add a havamina, ben benoy shel havamina, that maybe every gift should be viewed that way. So the Mishnah says that's not the way it is. Shoshbinos is unique. Dear Chazal said that it's nigvis bebezden, we view it more as a loan than as a gift. But if somebody sends his friend a gift, not in the context of Shoshbinos, certainly ain nigvim bebezin, because there it's not a loan. Rather, what that is going to be is a gemilos chasadim. Either way, so what's the halacha of the Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah? Anyways, there was a father who sent one of his sons, or some of his sons, to act as Shoshbina for somebody that was getting married. Now that son or sons is getting married. So there's no question that the original chasen who had received the shoshbinos from the father has a responsibility to reciprocate. The question is, when he reciprocates, who gets the gifts? Does it go to the one getting married right now? It's his marriage that's triggering the chayiv. He's the one that acted as the shoshbin. He's the one that delivered the gifts. He was the one that hatzich gefrei together with the original chasen. Or being that the father is the one that wrote the check, maybe it goes to the father. The father's not alive, so it would go to the estate. And the Mishnah says, chazra shoshbinos, Chazro la emtsa, and the Mishnah even gave a reason. Shashushbinus nigvis bebesin. So pretty straightforward, albeit slightly complex halacha. So the Gemara now is going to ask a stira to the Mishnah from a braisa, a mafurish braisa that says Rochel bitcha aktana, the opposite of what the Mishnah just said. And to answer this stira, the Gemara is going to bring three different suggestions that were given by three Gedolei Amirah, which is going to take us to the top of Daf Kuf Mei Hei Amir Aleph. Zog the Gemara. Very mini. I'll ask you a kasha on the aloch of a Mishnah from the Braisa Sholach Loi Aviv Shushbinos. In the event that the father sends Shushbinos with one of his sons, Keshi Chayzeres, when the Shushbinos is returned, Chayzeres Loi, it gets returned to the son that acted as the Shushbin, not to the father, or if the father died, not to the estate, but rather to the son himself. Nishtal Chalo Aviv, the Braisa continues and says, what would be in the reverse? What would be if the father was marrying off one of his children? And now, Shushbinim came to partake in the simcha, and they gave a check. Now, the purpose, again, of the gifts that were given was to defray the cost of the wedding. So if that's the case, the father's paying for the wedding. As a result, who took the money? The father took the money. Okay, so the Braisa says, Kishehi Chayzeres, when that Shushbin who sent the gift to his friend's wedding, but the gift, it went to who? It went to the father, because the father was paying for the wedding. When he himself gets married, chayzeres mina emtsa, so the halacha is that it's the father that has to now repay the shoshbinos. He's the one that's on the hook, and it's not the chasen. And the reason is because the chasen didn't receive it on the front end, that he should now be responsible to pay for it on the back end. It was the father that got it. It was nishtal chalo aviv, and as a result, when it gets repaid, it's repaid from the father, and if the father's not alive, it's going to be chayzeres mina emtsa, it's going to be paid from the middle. So again, the Braisa discussed the halacha of the Mishnah, and it also discussed the opposite case. So again, what are the two cases of the Braisa? The Reisha is the case of the Mishnah, where the father sends one of his sons as a shushbin. So the son is the shushbin, the father is the one that's paying for the shushbinos. The Braisa says, Kishehi chayzeres, chayzeres loy, it goes to the shushbin, it goes to the son. The Sefer, which is not a case that the Mishnah said, was in the event that it was nishtal chalo aviv, where the father is marrying off his son. So the father's not sending the gift. To the contrary, the father's marrying off the son and he's receiving the gift. Then, when the one that sent the gift gets married, kishehi chayzeres, it's chayzeres, not from the chasen, it's chayzeres mina emtsa. So the price itself makes a distinction between whether the gift was being sent from the father or the gift was being sent to the father. If it's being sent from the father, then when it gets returned, it doesn't get returned to the father, it gets returned to the one that actually delivered the gift. When the gift was being sent to the father, then when it's returned, it's returned not to the son, but rather when it's returned to to the father himself. But what we need is the resha of the brisa. We'll need the seif in a minute. But what we need is the resha of the brisa, because the resha of the brisa seems to blatantly contradict the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah said, Achen shasu miksasun shushbinus b'chayah av, chazu shushbinus chazu lensa. The brisa, the resha of the brisa says the exact opposite, 180 degrees. Sholach loy av of shushbinus kishi chayzeres, chayzeres loy, and it's this kasha that the Gemara is going to say three terutz and four. So the first terutz is Rabbi Yochanan. Om Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, Asi sent the name Rabbi Yochanan, ki tenan nami mas nisen nishtalchel av it. Rav Asi said, I was makabel from Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to do a major edit on the Mishnah. And you have to say that the case of the Mishnah is actually not the way we see it. It's not the case of the ratio of the Braisa, but rather it's the case of the seif of the Braisa. The Mishnah is not talking about where the father sent his son as Shushbinim, but Fakert. The Mishnah is talking about where the father was marrying off one of his sons, and it was Nishtalcha Lo'aviv, where the father was the recipient of the gift, so that now when the father has to return the gift, the halacha is it's going to be returned from the emtzah. So enochinami, if it was shalach loy aviv shushbinos, then when it's returned to the shushbin, it's returned to the chasen. But that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about the opposite case. The Mishnah is talking about where the gift was sent to the father, then the halacha is that when it's returned not from the chasen, like the sefer of the brisa said, rather it's returned from the father. But the Gemara says, how could you say that? At the end of the day, v'achin she'asu miktsasan shushbinus k'tani, some of the Mishnah says, meaning it's a nice teretz. The Mishnah doesn't mean what it said, but how could you just frivolously edit a Mishnah like that? At the end of the day, what does the Mishnah say? Brother, she'asu miktsasan shushbinus, meaning where some of them acted as shushbinum, where they themselves were the ones that brought the shushbinus. So the Gemara says you have to edit and say, tini limiktsasan. So not achin she'asu miktsasan shushbinus, as if the brothers themselves were the shushbinus, but rather achin she'asu limiktsasan. Brothers that got married, where others did to them shushbina. So they're the recipients of it. They're not the ones that are actually delivering it. But the Gemara says, v'chazur shushbinos k'tani. At the end of the day, the Mishnah says, chazur shushbinos. It sounds like it's talking about when the shushbinos is now returned to the father. It sounds like the father's the one that delivered it, not the father's the one that received it. So the Gemara says, hachi kamei. This way you have to read the Mishnah. Chazur ligvos. When the shushbinus is coming back, meaning not it's being returned because it was never given, but you're coming now to collect it because initially it had been given, and now you're being chazra to collect, and so not chazra returning the check, but chazra you're coming back to collect the check, nigbis mea emtsa, it's going to be collected from the beginning. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says that the Mishnah doesn't mean what it sounded like it meant. You have to do a major edit, not ha'achin sh'asu miktsasan, but rather achin sh'asu limiktsasan, and not chazra shushbinus, but rather chazra ligvois. But the point is, enochinami, in the event that the father sent one or some of his sons to be shushbinum, then when the shushbinus is returned, it's hakan not returned to the father, it's returned to the son, not like we thought when we read the Mishnah. What then is the Mishnah referring to? The Mishnah is talking about where the father was marrying off a son and received shushbinus. Now when he has to return it, he returns it from himself, meaning it's not the chasen that has an obligation to return it, but it's the father that has an obligation to. Rav Asi said a different thing. Rav Asi said, no, you don't have to edit the Mishnah the way Rabbi Yochanan does. Rav Asi said, I read from Rabbi Yochanan, you have to do a major edit. But Rav Asi said, I hold you don't have to do a major edit. So even though the Mishnah could be talking about what we sounds like the Mishnah is talking about, not ha'achin she'asu limiktsasam, but miktsasam, and chazra shushbinus means chazra shushbinus, not chazra ligvois. Okay, I have a steer between a Mishnah and a Brice, and the Gemara says, like, kasha, kam bistan, kam bimifarish. And the way the Rashbam explains is that the Mishnah that says that chazra le'emtza is talking about where the father told one of his sons, I want you to go deliver the shushbinus, being that the father's the one that's paying for it, and he just told him, bring it. All he is a shliach. At the end of the day, when the money comes back, it's going to come back to the father. When the Braisa says, kishi chayzeres chayzeres loy, it's talking about the mefarish. It's talking about where he told the mefarish that when the money comes back, I wanted to, oh, it's talking about where he said that when the Ohani comes back, I want it to go to you, that's obviously going to be different. And over there, Enochinami, the halacha is the child is going to get it. So again, the Mishnah is talking about what we thought the Mishnah is talking about. I have a stira, a blatant stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. It's not a blatant stira. Min hastam, it's chazrul emtza, like the Mishnah says. The Braisa is talking about where it wasn't stam, it was mefarsh kedetanya. And in fact, the Gemara says is a Braisa that supports what Rav Asi said. Shalachli of Shushbinos. The Braisa says that in the event that the father sent Shushbinos, Kishahi Chayzeres, Chayzeres Loi. When it gets returned to the Chosin. Shalach of Shushbinos Stam. If, however, he sent it Stam, then Kishahi Chayzeres, Chayzeres La Emtza, it's going to go to the middle. So you see clearly that when the father sends the Shushbinos, sometimes it goes to the Chosin and sometimes it goes La Emtza. And what does it depend on? So you see that it depends on whether it was Stam or not Stam. In other words, was it Stam or was it Mefarish? So the Reish is talking about where it was Mefarish. That's Kishi Chazeres Chazeres. Like the Sefer is where it was Sholach Aviv Shushbinu Stam. Oh, that's when the Halach is. It's going to be Chazeres L'Emsa. That's the second Teretz. The third Teretz is Shmuel. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel said, Hacha B'Yavah Maskinon. Shmuel said, again, La'olam, the Mishnah is talking about what it sounds like the Mishnah is talking about. The father sent one of his sons to be Shushbin. And the Mishnah says that when now the Shushbinus is returned, it's returned to the father. And if the father's not alive, it's Chazrul Ems. The Braisna says that when it's returned, Kishi Chayzeres, Chayzeres Loi. So Shmuel said, the halach is that it's Chayzeres Loi. But the Mishnah is talking about a supra kimta, hacha biyava maskinan. It's talking about where the chasan, meaning the shushbin himself, the son that the father had originally sent, had died. And he didn't just die, but he died with no children. He left over a yavama. His brother went and did yibum. So the halacha is that right now, the yavam is b'makayim, his brother, so much so, and this is a pasuk in the Torah, the halach is that he even yarshins him, stating that although he yarshins him, he's not going to yarshin this. So again, really the shushbinus is a chayv that's supposed to belong to the one that the father had originally sent. The reason the Mishnah says it's chazor le'emtza is because that person's not alive anymore. And being that that person is not alive anymore, so right now, who's going to get it? Right now, it's his Yairish that's supposed to get it. His Yairish, however, is a Yavam, because that's the Oikimta. And what the Mishnah is saying is that the Yavam doesn't have a schus to yarsh in this, and as a result, it's Chazor Benz. Now, why would the Yavam not have a schus to yarsh in this? The reason is because this is Ra'ui, and She'enei Noit B'Ra'ikav Amuchsik. A Yavam is not Noitel B'Ra'ikav Amuchsik. So we know there's certain Yarshim that are not Yairish, and they're not Noitel B'Ra'ikav Amuchsik. A Bechor is not Noitel B'Ra'ikav Amuchsik. A Baal is not Noitel B'Ra'ikav Amuchsik. A Yavam also is not Noitel B'Ra'ikav Amuchsik. And being that this Shushbinus was like an outstanding loan, so a loan is a classic example of Ra'ui, and the Yavam is ain't a noitel b'roikav b'muchzik. So for that reason, said Shmuel, the Mishnah said that the halacha is that it's going to go lamsa. So really, the son himself should yarshin. The problem is he's not here. So if he's not here, so he can't yarshin. So who should yarshin it? Oh, it's talking about when there was a yavam. The problem is the yavam doesn't have a schus to get it. So if the yavam doesn't have a schus to get it, so what happens to it? It gets divided amongst the other yarshin. And that's what it means that it's chazro le'emtza. But the Gemara says, how could it be that the Mishnah is talking about where the Shushbin is not alive? Meaning, mechlal the idach mashali. Meaning, it sounds like the case over here is where the father had sent the son to act as a Shushbin. Okay, now that chosen has a responsibility to reciprocate. The problem is, the one that had been sent, who's supposed to be the recipient, is not alive. As a result, it's chazro le'emtza. But the Gemara says, I don't understand. If that person that was sent l'chatchila is not around anymore, then there should be no chiyah. Now, just to speak it out al peh, because we mentioned earlier that even though shushbinos is nigvis bebez, and we view it as a chayv, but that chayv only goes into effect if and when the one that was originally the shushbin gets married. But it's not a chayv ba'alma that you can collect at any point. Now, if he's not alive, he's obviously not getting married. If he's not getting married, then why are we having this conversation? So inside, mechlal de'idach mashalein, meaning it's implied from the way Shmuel explained the Mishnah that the original chassan has a responsibility to pay right now. The question just is, who gets it? Being that a yavam yarshin, and a yavam's not noita b'roi ke b'mochsik, it's going to go by emtza. But the Gemara says, le'ima, I understand. Let that person say, give me the shushbin and let me be fezach with him, and then I'll pay him. That's just an expression of saying that if my original shushbin would be alive, so then I would reciprocate. But if he's not alive anymore, so why am I giving anything? Meaning, shushbinus was a chayiv, but at the same time, there's a methodology to it. It's not just a random obligation. I got married, you came, you were mesameach with me. When you get married, I'll be mesameach with you. And part of me being mesameach with you is I'm going to give you gifts and I'm going to help you pay for the wedding. But the point is that only makes sense to the extent that that shushbin, the original shushbin, is getting married. But hachav yav maskinin, that means he's not alive anymore. So the Gemara says, based on this taina of tnuli shushbini ve'esmach boy, doesn't it make sense that there shouldn't be a chiv at all? Now, the Gemara could have stopped right here and tried figuring out what Shmuel really meant. But the Gemara brings a support to the Gemara's kasha, to the svara of tnuli shushbini ve'esmach boy. And this support that the Gemara brings is not immaterial, because it's actually going to lead us to a digression that's going to be the topic of the entire Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says again that in the event that Hachav Yabba Maskin, and that means that the original Shushbin, the son, is not alive anymore. If he's not alive, so why does this person, that original Chassan, have a chiyuv to repay anything? And in the words of the Gemara, Leimi should say Tnuli Shushbin Vasbachmai. And Milay Tanya, isn't there a precedent for such a svara, such a koyach atayna makam shenagula hachzer? So didn't we learn in a braisa regarding a halacha where there was a man and a woman that had kedushin, and now the marriage was terminated before it ended up resulting in chuppah? So we know once upon a time, marriage happened in two phases. There was kedushin, and then there was nesu'in. And there was very often a very long period of time between the kedushin and the nesu'in. In fact, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Ksubos and Perek Afalpi Noisin LeBesula Yud Beis Chodesh Mishatava Abal Ula Almana Shloichem Yon. But the point is, there was a significant period of time between the kedushin and the nesu'in. So what would be if somebody was mekadesh and isha bekasef? Isha nitnas bekasef shtar ubir. So what would be if somebody was mekadesh and isha bekasef, and before the nesu'in it got terminated, did the marriage? How? So we're going to get into that. But for now, the marriage got terminated. The question is, does the woman have a chiv to return the kesef kedushin or not? So the Brice addresses this, and the Brice says it depends on the minig. Makam shenagu lahachzer kedushin machzer. If the minig is to return the kedushin, you return it. Makam shenagu shalei lahachzer ein machzer. If the minig is not to return it, you don't return it. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef bar Abba Amar Marukva Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel himself said, Lo Yishnan, the only time this is true is Elo Shemeso He. In the event that she died, Avo Mesu, but let's say he died, meaning she died, and that's why the kedushin was terminated. So then the halach is, if the minig is to return the kasef kedushin, you return. But let's say he would die in machzir, she doesn't have to return it. My time, why not? Yechayle Yishnan Toymatz, because she could say it newly by Liva Esmachvay. That why am I returning the kesef kedushin? Meaning, I didn't do anything wrong. If I'm the one that caused the nesu'in not to happen, and you want to tell me I have a chiyuv to return it, I can live with that. But I didn't do anything. Since I didn't do anything, why shouldn't I be returning it? In fact, tenuli by the esmach boy, give me my husband. I wish I would have my husband. Let me be besimcha with him. So the Gemara says, you see, there's a svar of tenuli by the esmach boy. Who said the svar? Shmuel said the svar in the context of kesef kedushin being returned in the event that the marriage was terminated between the kedushin and the nesu'in. But the bottom line is, a woman can say that even if the minig amokim is to return it, but not when he's the cause, because that svara overrides the minig. Tenuli by the vesmach by the Gemara says Hachanami. So too over here, if the shushbin, the original son, the original shushbin died, name it tenuli shushbini vesmach by. So again, the tzushtel is tenuli baili vesmach by tenuli shushbini vesmach by. It's not mamish the same thing. Certainly not the same thing. But there's like a koyach hatayna which mirrors that other koyach hatayna, which Shmuel himself said. So how could you say that Shmuel's going to make an akimta in the Mishnah that the reason Chazal has been a Chazal emsa, even though the Brayson says Chazal lo, he's talking about because he's not alive, and now there's a Yavam who's not late to Baraika b'muchzik. What do you mean? If he's not alive, then why are you returning anything? Let the Chassan say, who am I being a Shushbin for? Tnuli Shushbini, yeah. Bring me my friend back, let me be besamcha with him, and I'll pay. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that you have to say, Hachem, my skin, it's talking about, the case is talking about where this shushbin got married. Obviously, there was a yavam, right? So he got married. And the original chassan acted as a shushbin. And he was besimcha with him for the shivas yimei mishnah, which was what the custom was. But he didn't give the gifts yet. And then he died, the new chassan, who was the original shushbin. And there was a Yavam that came. And now the Yavam is coming, he's being Toveya. That is this outstanding Chayv. You can't say Tnuli Shushbini Ba'asmach because you already were Besimcha with him. So the halacha is that even though ordinarily the gifts would go to the Chassan, even when the father paid for it, but over here it's not going to go to the Chassan. The reason it's not going to go to the Chassan is because Chassan's not alive. That original Shushbin is not alive. Where is it then going to go? Oh, you would say it would go to the Yiddish. Okay, so let the Yavim get it. But the Yavim's not Noit Baroik of a Muchzik. And it's for that reason it is going to go Be Emzazok de Gemara. So we mentioned Bederech Aga because of the Svara of Tnuli Shushbini Ve'esmachboy, a related Svara of Tnuli Baili Ve'esmachboy. What's that Negea? That's Negea where there was Kedushin, not Nisuin, and the marriage was terminated. And the Kedushin happened like a Kesef. And the question is, what do you do with the Kedushin Kesef? Does the Kedushin Kesef get returned, or does it not get returned? And it was a Braisa. Makam Shenagu Lahachzer Kedushin Machzirim, Makam Shenagu Shloi Lahachzer Ein Machzirim. But Shmuel, Yosef Bar Abba, the name Maruf, and the name of Shmuel made a very important caveat, and that is that the only time this is true, if she's the reason that the marriage was terminated, which means she died, right? That's the only thing she could do. She died. If, however, he's the reason that the marriage was terminated, so she could say, Tnuli Baili ve Esmach Boy, and as a result, even if the minig really is not to return the Kesef of Kedushin, but this Svar of Tnuli Baili is going to override it. Either way, who is the author of this Svar? It was Shmuel in explanation of a Braisa. The Gemara now is going to delve into this Svar a little bit more. Lema Tnuli Baili Vesmach Bay Tanoi. Chura would seem at first glance that maybe this Svar of Tnuli Baili Vesmach Bay is really Machlaik Sama. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Ham Aris Eso Isha. If somebody did Erisin and then afterwards he died, or he gave his wife a get. So there was Erisin, there was no Nisun, Erisin's full-fledged marriage, and then he died, or he gave a get. So the halach is psulu gevim masayim v'amana mana. The halach is that an arusa gets ksuba, and as a result, he's going to have to give the proper ksuba. If she was a psula, masayim zuz, and if she was an amana, mana, which is 100 zuz. Mokum shenagu lahachzer, kedushin machzirim, mokum shenagu shaloi lahachzer, kedushin ein machzirim. And as it relates to the Kesef Kedushin, assuming that the Kedushin happened on Yidei Kesef, so that depends on the minute, like we saw in the previous Braisa, Divrei Rab Nasan, Azayot Rab Nasan, Rab Yudan Nasan, Rab Yudan Nasan, he said, Be'emes Amru, Mokum Shenagu Lahachzer Machzirim, Mokum Shenagu Shaloi Lahachzer Ein Machzirim. So if you read this Braisa a little bit more carefully, it sounds like Rab Nasan, Rab Yudan Nasan are saying verbatim the same thing. Again, there was Erisin, it was Kedushin Kesef, and the husband died or gave his wife a get before the Nisuin. So obviously he has to give a ksuba. Besula gets masayim amana mana. That's masachtis ksubas 101. What about the kesef kedushin? So Reb Nosson said, "Makom shenagu lahachzer kedushin machzirim, makom shenagu shloi lahachzer kedushin ein machzirim." Depends on the minig. Reb Yudan Nosson said, "Makom shenagu lahachzer machzirim, makom shenagu shloi lahachzer ein machzirim." Which is exactly what Reb Nosson said. Fakting what Reb Yudan Nosson, hanu tanakama. Aren't they saying the identical thing? So it can't be right. Elo lab must be the machlokes over here. So what's the machlokes? We have to try to reinvent the machlokes. Maybe tnuli by the esmach, but ikemenayim. Maybe the machlokes is this svara, Shmuel svara that he took for granted. Tnuli by the esmach, but maybe it's really a machlokes. And that's the machloikis Reb Nosson Yudan Nasi. Okay, now how is that going to make this braisa work? So the Gemara says, we'll have to do a little bit of surgery. We're going to have to make a chasurei mechser. Okay, braisa means as follows. Amaris es ha'isho. Psula gav masayim val mono mono. So far, so good. What about as it relates to the kesef kedushin? So we're going to say, this is we have to start adding a little bit, that she does not have to return the kesef kedushin. But medvar mamur, when is that true? The hader be'il. If he is the one that backed out. So for example, he gave her a get. Avo mesa. But let's say she died, so she's the one that backed out. So makom shenagu lahachzer machzirim. Makom shenagu shaloi lahachzer ein machzirim. Then it's going to be totally in the minute. But this is only true if she's the one that died. But in the event that he died, then you don't have to return it. My time, and what's the reason? Because she could say, so what Rav Nosson is saying, he's the first Tana in this Braisa, Divrei Rav Nosson, is that in the event that the husband himself is the one that backed out of this marriage, either because he gave a get, the hadar be'iyu, or meisu, because he died. So then the halacha is that she is going to get her ksuba, and not only is she going to get her ksuba, but she's also going to keep her kesef kedusha. In the event, however, that she's the one that dies, so then lav davka, she's going to keep the kesef kedushin. Obviously, there's no ksuba, right? When the woman dies, there's no ksuba. But as it relates to the kesef kedushin, so it's going to depend on whatever the minig is. V'as Rabbi Yudan Nasi l'meimra, and that Rabbi Yudan Nasi came, and he said that the emes amru, ben mesu, ben mesahi, makom shenagol l'hachzer machzir, makom shenagol shloi l'hachzer im machzir, that really, the halach is it's totally in the minig, and it doesn't matter whether or not he's the one that's the cause that the marriage was just terminated, or she's the one that's the cause that the marriage was just terminated. Meaning, it doesn't matter if he died, or if she died, or if he gave a get. The halach is makom shenagu shaloi lahachzer ein machzir. That wherever the minig is not to return it, you're not going to return it. But whatever the minig is to return it, you're going to return it. V'loi matzia amra, and she cannot say it. Tnuli baili ve'esmachvoi. So what? Then is the, there has to be some machloikis here between Rav Nosson and Rav Yudan Nosson. Says the Gemara, maybe this is the machloikis. The machloikis is that in the event that he's the one that died, right now there's not going to be a nesuin. Does she have to return the kesef kedushin, or does she not? L'chura, that would seem to be the machloikis. Again, is it mefurish that that's the machloikis? Of course it's not mefurish that that's the machloikis. But there's some machloikis going on over here. So says the Gemara, maybe that's the machloikis between Rav Nosson and Rabbi Yudan Nasi, that Rav Nosson subscribes to the svara of Tumuli Baidav Esmachboy. Rabbi Yudan Nasi doesn't, the Gemara says like, Chuli Amal, tell you that really everybody holds a chaylush atom in Tumuli Baidav Esmachboy. Everybody holds, there is a svara of Tumuli Baidav Esmachboy. Udemisu, and as a result, when he dies, Chuli Amal, there's no machloikis. Everybody's going to agree that that the woman does not have to return the kesef kedushin, because he's the cause that this marriage is not being culminated. Ki pligi, what is the machloikis? Shemei sehi, fakert. The machloikis is when she dies. Again, if he dies, for sure you don't have to return it. The shaila is, what if she dies? The machloikis is, when a man is mekadosh anisha bekesef, do we assume that he's taking that money and he's drowning it, right? Tibuin is miwashin tavas finase bayam. It's an expression that he's willing to forfeit the money in the event that for whatever reason the nesu'in doesn't happen, even if she's the cause, meaning she's the one that ended up dying. Rav Nosson Sofer, Rav Nosson holds kedushin lav letibuin. Rav Nosson holds that the kedushin is lav letibuin, and as a result, the halacha is that it's going to be tali in the minig, and therefore the halacha is that if she dies, he's going to be able to get the kesef kedushin back. Rabbi Yudan Nasi Sabra, Rabbi Nasi holds kedushin litabuin, didn't you? That the kedushin is given litabuin, and when he got married, in his mind, he's giving her the kesef kedushin, and he knows that he's never going to be able to get it in return. So you're right, we have to retrofit some machloikis. It can't be the Rabbi Nasin and Rabbi Yudan Nasi are saying the same exact thing. Obviously, they're saying something else. The question is, what is the nekudas ha-machloikis? The Gemara said, isn't the machloikis in the case where he's the one that died, and they're arguing whether then she has to return it in a makom with a minig is to return it? Meaning, is there a svar of tumuli baidav esmach imoy or not? But the Gemara says, no. Lo ilam, I'll tell you that in that case, everybody holds as a svar of tumuli baidav esmach imoy. Like, who said? Like Shmuel said. That's pashat the svara. What then is the shaila? The shaila is when she's the one that died. Do we say that the money has to be returned from her yarshin, right? She's not alive anymore, but does it have to be returned from her yarshin? And that shaila is a different shaila. Is it kedushin letibun nitnu or kedushin lab letibun? So the shaila is not whether we say tnuli baidav esmachim, the shaila is whether we say kedushin letibun nitnu or kedushin lab letibun nitnu. So if you just think about it for a second, it comes out, what the Gemara is saying is that everybody holds tnuli baidav esmachim. So if someone's mekadosh and yishal yidei kesef, and then he gives her a get, or then he dies. So for sure, the halacha, she gets to keep the kesef kedushin. There's no shaila about that. And even if the makom is to return it, you don't have to return it. The shaila is, what happens if she dies? So according to Rav Nosson, then you return. According to Rav Yehuda, you don't return it. Which means that according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Nasi, the woman never has to return it. You never have to return the kesef kedushin. If he terminated the marriage, she ketayna tnuli baylev esmachimai, that's pasha. And even if she's the cause, meaning she died, so even then the halacha is that it doesn't have to be returned because kedushin letibun ninu. So the Gemara asks, That's a problem. Why? Because at the end of the day, what was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's words? V'hamakim shenagu lahachzir machzirin ketani. At the end of the day, it sounds like there is a makim where the minig is lahachzir, and wherever that makim is, you have to return it. So there is a time, according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, you have to return it. So when is that? I mean, you can't tell me he never holds machzirin. Say tnuli ba'ilav es machimoy and say kiddushin letabu ninu. Because then, what did he mean when he said makim shenagu lahachzir machzirin? So the Gemara says hachi kama. You have to say that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi meant when he said that he actually wasn't referring to kasef kiddushin. What he was referring to was v'sevloines. Those are the gifts that the chassan sends to the kala, not to be confused with the shushbinus. Shushbinus comes from the friends. Sevloines comes from the chassan, because the sevloines vade makim shenagu lahachzir machzirin. There for sure, it's going to be totally in the minig, and it's for that reason there it is going to be different. If you take a look at Tosfos says that if you go back to the Lashon of the Braisa, so the Braisa said, Hamaris says, so Yishub Sula Gadim Masayim Vamona Mono, Mokam Shenaku Lahachzer Kedushin Machzirim, Mokam Shenaku Shalei Lahachzer Kedushin Im Machzirim. Divi Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson's Lashon was, Mokam Shenaku Lahachzer Kedushin, Mokam Shenaku Shalei Lahachzer Kedushin. Rav Yehuda Hanasi said, the Emes Amr, Mokam Shenaku Lahachzer Machzirim, Mokam Shenaku Shalei Lahachzer Im Machzirim. He didn't say anything about Kedushin. Tosfos says that it's for that reason the Gemara felt very comfortable with this teretz. Because Faker, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wasn't even talking about the Kedushin. The Gemara said that, isn't Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi saying the same thing? No. Rabbi Nosson was talking about Kesef Kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was actually not talking about the Kesef Kedushin. Now, stating that, there is a machloikis. What's the machloikis? First, the Gemara thought the machloikis is tunuli ba'id of esmachimoy, but the Gemara came out, the machloikis really is Kedushin litibu and nitnu or not. Says the Gemara, v'hani tanoi, kehani tanoi. So we just said that, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Rav Nosson? Where the Kedushin litibu and nitnu, or lab litibu and nitnu. So the Gemara says that we find l'chura, another braisa, where there were tanam that argued this, but tani went to the braisa, kitsho b'kikar. If somebody was mekadesh and yisho with a kikar, that's a lot of money. So it was kesef kedushin, and the amount was a kikar. So the halach is psulug avim asayim v'amana mana. In the event that the marriage is terminated, we'll see what the specifics are in a moment. So she gets to collect her ksuba asayim el mana. Additionally, the Rashbam speaks out, she also gets that kikar. So the kesef kedushin, she gets to keep. Divrei Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda says, besulug avim asayim v'amana mana u'machzeres lo yasasha. Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rameir. He holds that the Kesef Kedushin has to be returned. Now she gets the Ksuba, but at the same time, the Kesef Kedushin gets returned. So what she does is she's a muchzik on the Kesef Kedushin, so she deducts from the Kesef Kedushin the value of her Ksuba, which for a Basula is a Masayim and Almana is Mana, and then she returns the difference. So the Machlekes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda is whether she gets to keep the Kesef Kedushin. Now what the case is, we don't know yet. But that's the Machlekes. She for sure gets her Ksuba. Does she get the Kesef Kedushin or not? Rameir says Masayim, Mana, doesn't say a word about the Kesef Kedushin because it's understood that she keeps it. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, you get the Masayim and the Mana, you have to return the Shaar. He's talking about returning the Kesef Kedushin because he also can't keep the Kesef Kedushin, stating that you can deduct the money that's owed to you from that Kesef Kedushin. Rabbi Yosi says, Kitcha be'esmim, in the event that the original Kesef Kedushin was not a kikar, but it was 20 shkolim, loisim lo shloishim chatzoim, then the halach is, he's going to have to add 30 half shekels, which is 15 shekels. Kitcha be'shloishim, if the original Kedushin was with 30 shkolim, loisim lo esim chatzoim, then he's going to have to add another 20 half a shkolim, which is another 10 shkolim. The Gemara is going to explain all this. But first, b'mayaskin, what was the case? I mean, we're talking about a situation where there's a woman that's collecting ksuba. We're talking about a situation where there was a marriage that was terminated, where we have a machloikis, whether or not there should be kesef kedushin being returned, or there shouldn't be kesef kedushin returned. But it's not 100% clear what exactly the case, meaning why was the marriage terminated? So the Gemara says like this, Ilema, is it talking about Shemesa, where she died, and that's why the marriage was terminated? That's obviously not the case. Mi is like ksuba, does she get ksuba? Right, if a woman dies, she doesn't get ksuba. When does a woman get ksuba? If the husband dies, or if the husband gives her a get? That was Shemesu, it's talking about where he died. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, why is there machlekes remain, Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not she gets to keep the Kesef Kedushin? Venema, she should say, Tnuli, Baili, Esmachimoy. Didn't we say that everybody holds of Shmuel Svar of Tnuli by the Esmachimoy? So if that's the case, for sure she shouldn't have to return the Kesef Kedushin. Maybe it's talking about where he gave a get. Now, if he stammers, I gave a get, right? Just gave a get because he decided to give a get, then for sure she gets her ksuba, and also for sure she's going to keep the kesef kedusha because you have the svar of tnuvi by the ves machimai. Just like when he dies, this tnuvi by the ves machimai. When he gives a get, this tnuvi by the ves machimai. But the Gemara adds a wrinkle. Gemara says maybe it's talking about where he gave her a get, but he gave her a get because he had to give her a get. She was an Eishes Yisrael, meaning he's a Yisrael. It's not a Kohen. She's an Eishes Yisrael. She was Mezana B'Mezid. The halacha is, K'shem Shasru L'Baal, K'chasru L'Baal. He has to divorce her. So being that he has to divorce her, so you don't have the Sfari of Tnuli Baili V'es Machima, because he's Aser, right? So maybe that's the case that we're talking about. But the Gemara says, Iberotzen, if it's talking about Berotzen, like we just said, Mi'isla K'suba, she doesn't get K'suba. An Eishes Ish, that's Mezana Berotzen, forfeits her K'suba. Maybe it's talking about where somebody was Ma'aneser. But Mishashar Yilad, the halach is an Eishes Yisrael, that's Nensa, is allowed to stay married to her husband. Mar says, Ella, you have to say, it's talking about the Eishes Kohen, she's Nensa. It's talking about where she was an Eishes Kohen, meaning he was a Kohen, she was an Eishes Kohen, she Nensa. And as a result, they're not allowed to stay married. Because they're not allowed to stay married, so the halacha is that right now he has to give her a get. She didn't do anything wrong, and because she didn't do anything wrong, she's going to be entitled to her ksuba. She's going to get the masayim if she's a psula. She's going to get an amana if she's an amana. The husband is now going to have to return the ksuba, but the shaila is he going to have to return the kesef kedushin? And that's the machloikis Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. And the Gemara says, what's the svaras of machloikis? Whether we say kedushin is letibu and nitnu, or kedushin is not letibu and nitnu. Now, just to be clear, over here you don't have the svar of tnuli baile ve'es machimai, and the reason is because he's awesome. And as a result, there's nothing he could do. But at the same time, she didn't do anything wrong because she was Nensa. So really, it's the equivalent of Meisahi, right? It's not Mamish Meisahi, but it's like Meisahi. It's a situation where he's not causing the marriage to be terminated. She is, but at the same time, she didn't do anything wrong. It's not like she was Mezana Berotzen. So the Ksuba, she's for sure entitled to an Ashes Kohen that's Nensa gets Ksuba. The question is, should she get the Kesef Kedusha? And the Gemara says, this Shaila of Eishes, Ish, Kohen, Shenensa is the equivalent of a Mesahi. And there we had the Machloikis of Kedusha with the Bundit Nitnu or not. That was a Machloikis Ram Nas, Rav Yehuda Nasi. So it's Mestaber that this Machloikis Ram Meir, Rav Yehuda that we have over here in this price. So it's the same exact Machloikis. Now just to be clear, in the Machloikis Ram Nas, Rav Yehuda Nasi of Kedusha with the Bundit Nitnu or not, the case was where she died. Over here the case is where she was an Eishes Kohen, Shenensa. It's the same difference. It's talking about where he's not the reason that the marriage is being terminated. She is the reason. Here she died. Here it's talking about where she was Nensa. You also don't have the svar of Tnuli Baile Ve'es Machimai. The reason in this braisa we came up with the more complicated case that she's an Eishes Kohen Shenensa is because the braisa says before she gets ksuba. And if she gets ksuba bal karchach, the case can't be talking about where she died, because in the event that she died, so then she wouldn't be entitled to ksuba. But the bottom line is that, says the Gemara, v'hani tanoi, kani tanoi, that machloikis of Nasin, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is mistama. This machloikis, Ramey, Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's see it inside. So the Gemara says, "Bekedusha debun nitnu." Come before me, Ramey. So Bekedusha debun nitnu. And as a result, even though now there's not going to be an assuance, still she's entitled to her kesef kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda saw a lot of debun nitnu. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's lovely debun nitnu. Now there was a third shita. Who was the third shita? Rabbi Yosi. What did Rabbi Yosi say? Kitcha beesrim loisim l'shloishim chatzon. Kitcha b'shloishim loisim l'esrim chatzon. Very, very cryptic. So the Gemara says, what does Rabbi Yosi hold as it relates to this Shaila? And what is Rabbi Yosi even saying? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi misafkli. Rabbi Yosi was misafik. E kedushin letibu nitnu ilai. He wasn't sure. And because he wasn't sure, so Rabbi Yosi says, what do? We have to split the baby in half. It's like a mamana mutal besafik. And we take the kesef kedushin and we say that she's going to be able to keep half, but half of it she's going to have to forfeit. Okay, so how does it play itself out? So the Gemara continues, V'hilkach kitcha be'esrim, in the event that the kesef kedushin was 20 shkolim, so then noisim lo shloishim chatzoim. So then the halacha is that what he's going to end up having to give her is 30 chatzom, which means 15 shkolim. So really, in order to appreciate this, the Rashbam says we have to do a little bit of math. The math that we have to do is that shekel is the equivalent of 4 zuzim. So we know that a besula got 200 zuz of ksuba, and almana got 100 zuz of ksuba. The akimta that we're going to make in Rabbi Yossi's case is that Rabbi Yossi was talking about where the woman that got married was an almana. As a result, the ksuba that she was entitled to, was 100 zuz. Okay, so her ksuba that she was entitled to was 100 zuz. Now, on top of that, he was mekadesher with 20 shkolim, which if you convert it into zuzim, we said one shekel is 4 zuzim, essentially he was mekadesher with 80 zuzim. So the ksuba is 100 zuz, he was mekadesher with 80 zuzim. The ksuba she gets, that's not a question. The shaila is, does she get the additional 20 shkolim, does she get the additional 80 zuz? So what did we say the halach is? It's like a moment amot basafik, yachloiku, she's going to end up getting half of it. Half of the 80 zuz is 40 zuz. So really what she has to end up getting is 140 zuz. 140 zuz, which if you divide by 4, you convert it into shkolim, is going to be 35 shkolim. Hence, says Rabbi Yossi, if it was kitcha be'esrim, if he was mekadesher with 20 shkolim, noisim l'shloshim chatzayim, he's going to give her another 15 shkolim, right, 30 half a shkolim. So he's going to end up giving her 35 shkolim, which is going to be the 140 zuzim, which is what she's entitled to. Kitcha b'shloishim. Let's say he was mekadeshah with shloishim. So there the kesef kedushin was really 30 shkolim. 30 shkolim times 4 is 120 zuz. He owes her 100 zuz because of the ksuba. So the ksuba is 100 zuz. The kesef kedushin is 120 zuz. It's a suffix, so he's going to only give half of it. So he's going to end up having to give 160. If he's going to have to give 160, convert it into shkolim, it's 40 shkolim. So he already gave her 30. It was kitchav v'shloishim. So how much more does he have to give? He has to give another 10. And that's what it means. Noisim la esrim chatzon, another 20 half a shekels, which means he's going to end up having to give 40 shkolim. But the bottom line is, what's the machloikis? Rav Nasser, Rav Huda, Nasi, Kedushin L'tibun, Nitnu, Kedushin Lav L'tibun, Nitnu. What's the machloikis? Remei, Rabbi Huda, Kedushin L'tibun, Nitnu, Kedushin Lav L'tibun, Nitnu. There's a third sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who's Mesafkalei. That's this complicated math that Rabbi Yossi spoke at. Zok, Digmar, it's a postscript to this. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bamin Yumi, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Chom Akut Shanagul, Lahachse Machzim. Wherever the minig is to return the Kesef Kedushin, you have to return the Kesef Kedushin. So again, we're talking about where she's the one that died, not where he died, because everybody holds of tenuli ba'ili ve'es machimai. But in the event that she dies, it's totally in the minute. Now, the Gemara said a targuma that when the Chachamim heard what Rabbi Yossi Bar Menuhin was saying, the name of Rabbi Nachman, they understood Rabbi Nachman was talking about a specific place in the Hardah. He meant to say that that's the minig amokim in the Hardah. Shar Bavel Mai. Mara says, what's the minig in the other places in Bavel? Rabbi Yossi Dami Travayum, Moya Rihadri, the gifts that the Chassan sends to the Arusa, those gifts in the event that it never gets to the point where it's an Asuin, they have to be returned. But as it relates to the Kesef Kedushin does not have to be returned. So in the Hardah, the minhag was to return it, but Avraham Yosef, Dami Chavayu, they both said, and the rest of Bavel not. Amra Papa, Papa said, Hilchas Adah Alach is Ben Chamesu, Ben Chamesu, he, the Hadar Behur. It doesn't matter if he died, or if she died, or if he gave a get. Salach is mayari hadri. The gifts have to be returned. Kedushi loy hadri. The kedushin does not have to be returned. Hadra ba'ihi. If she's the one that caused the gerushin, so if she did something that caused the gerushin, she picked a fight or whatever it was, then I feel kedushin nami hadri. Then the kedushin is going to have to be returned. Beima beima is another sheet. He says kedushi lo hadri. The kesef kedushin is never returned. Oh, it's a new sheet. We never return kesef kedushin, and it's for a new reason. Because we're afraid that if the kesef kedushin is going to be returned, so again, let's say she's the cause of the gerushin. So now we're saying, what Rav Papa just say? Then you return the kesef kedushin. Even then, I may say you don't return the kesef kedushin because we're afraid that people are going to say kedushin toifsim b'achoisa. People are going to think that she was never married. If you return the kesef kedushin, what does it look like? It looks like she was never married. There must have been some mekach tois in the original marriage, and people are going to therefore think that the marriage never happened, so there's no arayas implications. So Shema Yoimru Kedushin Toifsin Ba'achoisa, right? We're afraid that this man is going to go and he's going to marry her sister because people are going to think, oh, he was never married to this woman in the first place. So therefore, as a protection for that, said a Amemer, don't return the Kesef Kedushin. So again, Rapapa said that Loch is Ben Shemesu, Ben Shemesahi. Or if it was Hadar Behu, Kedushin Le Hadri. But at the same, because why? Kedushin Le Tibun Nitnu. If she, however, is the one that instigated it, then for sure the Kedushin is Hadri. A Amemer said, because of the new reason, Zer Shema Yomru, Kedushin Taifs Machoisena. Rav Ashi said, Gita Machiach Olav. Rav Ashi says, no, I disagree with that. Gita Machiach Olav, you have to be worried that people are going to think the marriage was never a marriage. There was a wedding, there was a get, so why would people think that? Now, the wedding, they'll think was a tois, but there's a get. So if you're going to see the get, you're going to have that the marriage wasn't a tois. So therefore, there's no question she should return the Kesef Kedushin. But the Gemara says, Hadri Rav Ashi Bedusehi. What Rav Ashi said is really a tois. The ikar the shama bavu le shama bavu. You still have to be concerned that maybe people will know about one thing, they won't know about the other thing, and it's for that reason. Meaning they're going to know that the Kesef Kedushin was returned. They're not going to know about the get, and therefore this chashash is really a chashash. Either way, we now return to the halach of the Mishnah, which was the concept of shushbinos. So we reference this price in the introduction to the daf. Bryson now is going to mention different unique halachas related to Shushbinus. Tan Rabbanan Chamisha Dvarim, Nemru B'Shushbinus. There were five things that were said regarding Shushbinus. Nigvis Bebezin. Number one, it's a chayv. The Mishnah said already, Shah Shushbinus Nigvis Bebezin. So this is something that could be collected in Bezin. V'chayzeres B'Nasa. Although it's a chayv, but you only return it if and when the Shushbin got married. Meaning the point is you reciprocate. It's not a regular chayv. V'im B'Mishnum Ribbis. Interesting halacha. There's no iser, there's nothing that precludes the person returning the gift from giving a big gift that he received. Meaning, ordinarily, you would say that if we view this gift as a chayiv, so maybe if you're going to return more than you receive, we should view it as ribbis. Zokta mish, Bryson, it's not a regular chayiv, and as a result, there's no problem with ribbis. Ve'ina shmiyas misham tasa. We know shmiyas cancels and annuls all outstanding loans, not this one. And finally, the halacha is that the Bechar, who's inheriting Shushbinus, is not going to get Pishnayim in the Shushbinus. So again, Shushbinus is viewed as a chayv, which triggers all these different halachas that we need to address. Number one, it's nigvis bebezin. That's the core halacha that states that it's a chayv. Although it's a chayv, it's only chayzeres by nasa. It's a chayv, you would have thought there's ribbis. There's no ribbis. It's a chayv, you would have thought that shvius is meshamet. It's not meshamet. It's a chayv, and in a bechor noitel pishnayim, like a bechor never gets pishnayim when it comes to a chayv. Either way, the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about these five things. Number one, nigvis bebezin, my time. What's the reason it's nigvis bebezin? Like we mentioned so many times, kimilva damya, because we view it like a milva. Now notice the lashon of the Gemara. It's kimilva damya. It's like a ki'ilu milva. It's not a clear-cut milva, but it's like a milva. The aim mishum ribbis. There's no ribbis. The lava daita the hachi yavla. And the reason is because when you give it, you're not giving the extra gift as interest, but rather you're giving it because you just want to give a bigger gift. Just to read the words of the Rashbam. Dibra maskel the lava daita the ribbis yavla. Shem rotza poichis. Because if he wants a kid, not give more. Now it's interesting. The Rishonim said you had to give at least what you received. So you actually couldn't be poichis like less than you received. But you didn't have to give more. Poichis like you can give the same. Because of the simchas reyos, not harbi. Here, bebedayin, you decided to give more. But you're giving more not as interest. You're giving more just to be mar bebereyos. Sounds like a chiddush, a little bit in the laws of ribbis. It's not considered ribbis. The ena shvius mesham tasa. Shvius is not meshamet. The reason is the loyikarina be loyigos, because there's no loyigos. Meaning the Torah says that once shvius comes, there's an isla loyigos. You're not allowed a mon. You're not allowed to try to collect the chay. This loan you couldn't collect anyways. It's only a loan that's triggered in the event of. So being that it's not something that you can go ordinarily and just collect, so it's not included in the loyigos of the Torah. And in a bchor noitel b'pishnayim, the bchor doesn't get pishnayim. The havalei roi, in a bchor noitel b'roi kibemuchzik. And the halach is that the bchor is not noitel b'roi kibemuchzik. It's a chayv, so therefore it's subject to these laws of chayvis, which of course is in the world of yesh noichlin that the bchor doesn't get pishnayim. More related to the shushbinus. Rav Kahana said, klolo de shushbonisa. This is a klal you have to know as it relates to shushbinus. Have a b'masa. Let's say there was someone who was the recipient of Shushbinus. And now his Shushbin, the original friend, who's now the Chassan, is getting married. And the original Chassan is in the city while this is happening. You have an obligation to partake. And if you didn't, you still have a chiv to give the gifts. Shama kol tafla. Let's say you weren't in the city, but you heard noises, there was a ramkol, there was music playing from outside the city that you now know this wedding is taking place, or there's a simcha, you buy lo lemeis, you have a responsibility to come to this, even if you're not in the city. But if you know about it, come to the city. Lo yishama kol tav, let's say you weren't in the city, and you didn't even know about it. You didn't know your friend was getting married. Then you find out afterwards he's married, happily married. Do you have a chiv now to go and pay? You didn't partake in the wedding. So said Rav Kahana Chiddush, Iboy Leila Oiduye. Really, this person should have been notified. And therefore, Taroimisis, like, the original Chosin can have kindness on the Heintige Chosin, the original Shushbin, and say, why didn't you let me know? But at the same time, Shlumei Meshalim, you still have an obligation to pay. So even though you weren't there, and it's not even your fault that you weren't there, you still have an obligation to go and make this person whole. Says more about Kam. Meaning, it's understood that if you weren't at the wedding, so even though right now you're going to have a chiv to pay, that's your chayv of shushbinos, but at the same time, you have a right to deduct a little bit because you didn't get to be at the wedding and all the shevabrachs, you missed out on all the parties. So yeah, you're going to have part of the concept and the visual of the shushbinos is I'm bringing gifts, but at the same time, I'm getting something in return. I'm getting a week of meals, right? So for sure, you have a right to deduct. So the question is, how much do you have a right to deduct? Abaye said like this, Nagu b'nei g'nona, so the b'nei ha'chuppah, the shushbinim, have the following minhag. This is the way they used to play it out. Ad zuza, in the event that the chiyuv was to bring a zuz, then aise b'kapei achla b'kreisei. Then we assume that really this person was going to break even. Meaning if the gift that you were going to give was going to be a zuz, then we assume that you were going to eat a zuz as well. And as a result, you actually now are not going to have to give anything because you were going to give a zuz, but get a zuz worth of food in return. So therefore, you're not getting the zuz worth in return. You don't have a chiv to give what you were supposed to give. So to the extent that your obligation of shushbinus was a zuz, being that you were going to eat a zuz, so really you were going to break even, so you're not a chiv to lose now that you didn't know about it, and therefore you could still break even. Ad arba, let's say you were going to give up to 4 zuzin of shushbinus, then Mishalim Palgos. And the halacha is now you're going to go ahead and you're going to give 2. Meaning, and then we assume that you were going to eat 2, and therefore you missed out on the 2 that you were going to eat, so you still have to give the 2. Now it's interesting because we said a moment ago that ordinarily the person used to eat the zuz. So if the gift was going to be 4 and you were going to eat a zuz, you should have to give 3. So it seems that if you were going to give more, so then you were going to eat a little bit more. If the maton is bigger, you're going to be nena a little bit more, and therefore you're going to end up giving 2. Mekam ve'elach. Let's say the amount that you were going to give was more than 4 zuz, meaning you had a chiv, the meaning of the shushbinus was to give like a very chashiv amount, then inish, kechashivuse, you have to look at each person, and you have to see his chashivus, and Bezdin is going to have to figure out how much this person is going to have to be menaka. So if it's 1 zuz or up to 4 zuz, and there's sort of a rule of thumb, there's a cheat sheet that you can refer to. But once it gets a little bit more than that, then not.